This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
By yourself, cat, my dog. You know, there's really only two things that you can count on for Channel 4 here in Washington, D.C., NBC4.
Yes.
One of them is at the first hint of snow. They've started that.
Right.
Right.
They've started the machine.
This is true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They start the snow machine.
They're the best at it, and they have the greatest conjurer in Bob Ryan.
Well, I watched his apprentice.
You watched Mr. Curine?
Yes. Burger Jeff. And he magnificently, while getting everyone worked up, like saying 1 to 2 inches possible in the metro area.
Did he say on the grass?
On grassy areas.
Of course.
A possibility of much more snow in the mountains.
Well, they're already covering their bets for any eventuality.
Right.
Would you like my prediction?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you handle this?
I can handle the truth, Mike.
We're going to get walloped.
You don't really think that.
No.
No, you don't.
Yeah, just trying to feed off the hype.
Sure, it's fine.
I've got more sincerity than Barbara Harrison's phony smile.
That's one thing you can count on from Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that you can count on is at least one time during the Today Show, they do not go to the local weather guy.
Oops. For the first time ever, I saw it, or rather... heard it.
And today
live.
Today was a good one because all you see on screen is a weather map.
Right.
And
I just thought you guys were making that up.
Big Al Roker is sitting at the desk inside doing some shtick. So this is not like the other ones where he says, here's what's happening, and then you hear him talking to the people.
Right.
Here we go. From Channel 4.
Oh, good.
Boy, are they a good TV station.
But high surf advisories both in Northern California and in Hawaii as well. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
So what you went with the Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Thank you. That's why we won't do two shows a night. We just won't. Be good to your folks. They've been good to you. No, that's comedy. One or
five.
Oh, God.
I don't know. That's your latest weather, Matt.
That's all he has to do. Yeah, he's all hyped up on caffeine, and that's all the dude has to do.
I don't know how many.
He is not.
I don't know how many times we have to play these tapes before Channel 4 gets somebody on that button to make sure that Burger Jeff gets to do his cutaway in the morning.
You know, for years I have criticized Messrs. Krebs and Madame Harrison on that show. But I realize now that it's not just the anchors. I believe that the problems with that morning show are multifold. I think that you can go right down through the ranks because Babs today completely lost. And it was so obvious that she didn't have her teleprompter on one of her early morning cutaways when she says, the latest on the Iranian... in Iran, and then she gives that smile, which is, it's as though someone is just stabbing her with knitting needles get the woman to smile.
I know the smile. The smile really is this smile I'm making right now.
That's the one.
She is so miserable.
My diaper is full.
It is terrible. They're so bad, and they get no support. They get no support from their technical crew.
Not only is the on-air morning crew there the worst, but you're talking about a guy behind the scenes, an engineer, when they say, and now here's your local weather. Now, that's a 30-second cutaway. So Burger Jeff, Tom Curine, is standing there going, oh, good morning, golden sunshine. When do they figure out, hey, Tom, you're not on the air?
I don't know.
Or could it be this? This is what I picture, that perhaps Burger Jeff is in some corner eating his Egg McMuffin, and you've got some fat engineer that is sitting up in the booth going, Well, if he's not coming on camera, I'm not going to kick it to him.
I guarantee it happens so many times. Uh-huh. It is totally the problem of the board operator.
Yeah, so Tom Curine is there giving it his all, and he's giving you a local weather forecast.
If you were watching analog, you would never get this. This is only a phenomenon of high def.
Oh, okay.
If you watch
the digital,
which we all watch.
Well, it was fun to see it live.
So there's one guy at Channel 4 for the, and it is a small percentage of people, but for the percentage who are watching Channel 4 on high def, with a dish. He doesn't flip the switch, so you just get to see him farting around in New York,
right?
And just being Al Roker,
and you know when
being Ali,
you know when it come and when it's coming because it'll switch away from a high def feed like moments before the cut, and that should happen because they flipped the switch.
Okay,
but if no one flips the switch, then you hear Al cutting up and pissing off Matt Lauer.
And when do you think the local affiliate, Channel 4, will be going to high definition? When do you think that'll be happening?
If you had that staff, would you go to high definition?
When it's legally required.
Mike, it's on December 32nd.
Yes, the 8th of November.
Well, I'll tell you, before we start the show, it's friggin' cold outside.
It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. I'm frozen just like a Totino's pizza roll. I love some snow, a white Christmas, but let's be honest, this is friggin' ridiculous.
It's cold out,
it's friggin' cold.
It's cold, man.
It's friggin' cold.
White cold.
I've hooked up the block heater straight to my f***ing hole. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. My junk is shrunk up, I'm hung like a 3-year-old. I've got my glove, scarf, and wool hat, while Rosie O'Donnell's in a cave hibernating and living off of her fat. Like a big friggin' large lesbian bear. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. I ain't Santa Claus. This ain't the friggin' North Pole. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold. But not nearly as cold as the career of Judge Reinhold. Yes, we know that it's winter. Yes, we're quite aware of this. So tell Al Gore the global warming is a bunch of friggin' bull. It's friggin' cold. It's friggin' cold.
It's cold, man.
It's friggin' cold.
Yeah, good song.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's no white power in America.
No way.
What about the vagina?
Exactly.
From the land of Georgia.
Hey, Regis Philbin. What are you thinking about doing it?
I want to squirt it into her mouth, but anyway.
And Kelly Ripa. I want you to come over here and look inside my pants.
You know, I get up in it. I sniff it. I run my hands through it. I get in there, I want to know.
Wow.
Yeah, you do.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We think so.
That was funny.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you. And hi, Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
We like to follow that with this.
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Right, everybody's laughing at that woman.
Hey, you know something? No,
what?
I had a dream last night.
You're
a goddamn genius! Okay, Tom.
Cut the jibber jabber.
How about the phone number?
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, we are. Hi, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Right on. Crazy Elephant.
Right on.
Give me good loving.
Love that song.
Don and Mike Show. Hi there, little brains. It's Tuesday. Phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, they missed cutaways in our NBC market here and the Today Show as well. I've caught it a couple times. I've noticed it with you guys.
Where are you calling from?
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
You know, back in the day of the big, huge satellite dish, when I had one, I lived in a rural area, and I went to West Virginia, and I stole one, and I brought it back home. And back in the day, you could not only get cutaways, but you could get the reporters when they were standing
wild
outside.
Feeds,
and you could actually get the studio feeds, too, where you would see, I remember watching Bernard Shaw light a cigarette before he was going on camera, and I always thought that was a big deal. That was a lot of fun.
And when you had that big, gigantic, I mean, mega satellite dish.
Huge dish.
It really did a nice job of offsetting the trailer that you had next to it.
Well, it was not a trailer, Don. It was a mobile home. I mean, really, it's a trailer is something that you put your stuff in and you drag behind your car. You this was a residence.
You took the wheels off it,
Well, you can take the wheels off and you can put the wheels back on. I truly enjoyed that residence. And there was a porno network that escapes me now that was on the big dish that you could only get on the big dish, and it was 24 hours.
You used to talk about it all the time.
Yeah, right, like American something.
American Triple Ecstasy.
Hello.
God, thank you. Fantastic. Now, that's useful.
Isn't it?
That is really useful.
That's why he's here.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
If you give me a moment, I can think of the music.
Hello, guys.
Hi there. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. You guys are terrific. I wanted to see if Mike enjoyed the HBO special on Rickles.
I loved it. I loved it because, you know, I love Rickles.
And I know you do.
It didn't quite take care of my crushing disappointment from when we had Rickles
on
this show.
Yeah.
I mean, I really was so let down and so filled with disappointment when Rickles really phoned it. He didn't even phone it in. I mean, he was asleep, and somebody put the phone up to his head.
Right.
That's what he did when he was
like,
on this show.
Yeah, same thing.
But when you see him backstage at the age of 80, when he's performing and he's making his way to the stage, and Don, you watched a little bit of this too.
Yeah.
It was, it's what Rickles is when he's not really on. And I think really on is being on television or being on stage at Caesar's Palace.
Right. I thought that there was an incredible comparison if you watch that HBO special and you had to be watching and you saw Don Shula last night in the booth on Monday Night Football.
Sort of phoning it and really not even phoning it and just putting the phone up to his
Don head. Shula talking about a Walking Depends ad. I mean, the poor old Phoebe, they wheel him in there.
Still loves the fact that the Dolphins were the only undefeated team.
Although now he's backtracking on that. Yeah. You know, now he's in the booth saying, oh, the Patriots are, you know, the best team of all time. Meanwhile, every time the Ravens score, you know, he's got another dollop in his shorts.
Because he's very excited. And, oh, damn it, the Ravens almost did it last night.
And then the very last thing they say, well, listen, Coach Shula, great having you with us. And he says something like, hey, don't forget about Nutrisystem.
Because he is the ultimate whore.
Jesus.
He's the shill. He's the shill because you see him. You see the fat Don Shula and the thin Don Shula when he's hawking. Is it Nutrisystem? Is that the one that he's hawking for?
It sure is. What a great show that was last night. That's what I call the game. The Monday Night Football show.
It was a good show for you?
What a great show.
It's show business, isn't it?
All the way to the very end.
Right.
My God, did they get gypped? You know. But what the hell? I mean, the Ravens, everybody gets gypped.
You know something? When you're on a roll, when you're on a really, really good roll.
But listen, before we get to any of that, we must talk about the Hannah Montana MILF strip trivia contest.
Yeah. Very, very exciting.
It's hot.
We received yesterday over 100 entries.
100 entries for MILFs that want to come down here and compete for the Hannah Montana ticket.
Via emails. Many of them with photos. We had two gals who called yesterday. I think we get two confirmed yesterday.
I believe so, yes.
Two confirmed. We have 10 spots for strip trivia, the game that we've played for years and years. We've not played for years and years.
True.
We used to play it all the time. You come down, you answer trivia questions, take off an article of your clothing every time you get one wrong, and it ends up there are 9 beautiful naked MILFs in here and one with clothes on, and she gets the Hannah Montana tickets and $1,000.
Wow. Yes, that's a big deal. Now, these tickets for Hannah Montana, which I just can't believe, are on the internet selling for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
and everybody, I mean, we've all had this happen on the show. Everybody's been coming to us saying, hey, do you have Hannah Montana tickets? And we have to say no because we have one pair of Hannah Montana tickets to give away.
I do have to tell you, though.
Oh.
I had a long conversation. Excuse me.
Where'd that one come? I saw that one coming up in your stomach.
Wow. Hi, how are you?
Enjoy it again the second time.
Had a, oh my.
What was for lunch?
Works like magic on more than just mucus.
Thank you. Anyway, anywho, I swallowed it right back down.
Good for you.
Which means it'll come out during the next break.
Good boy. Good boy. Wow.
I was chatting with one of my radio Yodas. about this contest today.
Right, yes.
And this Yoda threw something out to me that I just got to throw out.
Okay.
It's not an idea on how to do this. It's more the timing of this.
Right.
The Yoda said to me, are there a lot of stations in the market here in D.C. giving away tickets now? I said, pretty sure.
I would think so. I would think that they would saturate the market.
Yeah. Probably the hit station is giving them away, and probably, well, I know the morning show is giving them away on our station.
NPR.
Yeah, everybody is.
All right. Things considered.
Anyway, the Yoda says to me, well, when is the concert? And I said, I got no idea. And I looked at the paper.
Yeah.
It's January 7th.
Yeah, January 7th. That's right. What it is. We said that yesterday.
That's I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. That's the day we get back from our winter vacation.
Right.
Right.
We could have maybe the most heated competition ever if we did it the day of the concert.
Oh, my God. It would be incredible.
Understand, these would be absolutely the last pair of tickets available. If we went on the air on Monday, January 7th at 3 o'clock, and had the 10 hottest MILFs in the world and said to them, by 5 o'clock, one of you will be out of here with the tickets at $1,000.
Winging your way, whisking your way down to the Verizon Center. It's Verizon Center, is that right?
Right.
All right.
On the day of.
Right.
Now, that was a tempting thought.
Yes.
Well, that is tempting. I think it speaks to one thing. Our satisfaction with the quality that we get, well, it would have to be today.
I'll tell you that we have a couple of photos that perhaps will help you sway one way or the other.
I'm going to need to see those.
You have some photos for me?
Out of the more than 100 valid emails we got yesterday, we have the top three email finalists.
Is that a good? Does that include photographs?
Oh, of course it does, Mike.
All of them?
Yep.
I want to see them.
Here you go.
All right. You're going to read
his
it first.
First one.
You're going to show me the photo.
Hi, Don and Mike. My name is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
I'd love to try for the tickets.
Yeah.
I've enclosed a few pics for you to check out. Mm. My daughter would love the tickets. So please, take a look.
Let's take a look at Fran.
There's her face.
First black and white print.
And again, we're looking for MILFs.
Kind of an ivory girl. Kind of an all-natural ivory girl.
Pretty.
Then here she is wearing a bustier with a cowboy hat.
She's a boy. She is. You know what? She looks like Mia Farrow before she got too skinny.
And if you really want to think that, look at this one and tell me if she is not absolutely Frank Sinatra doable.
You know, she. I know we had a call yesterday about Posh Spice, but doesn't she look a little bit like Posh Spice in that picture? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she looks much more like a young, hot Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
I really can't put my finger on...
Right there. That's Mia Farrow right there.
On when she was hot, but that's when she was hot.
Mia Farrow was hot when she married Frank Sinatra.
Right. Yeah.
That's when Mia Farrow was hot, and then she started dating Frank, and she got real skinny, and that's when I think Woody Allen plucked her out of obscurity.
Yeah. And then after that, I wouldn't put my finger on her again.
Right. Rob, I need a towel over here.
Had a water spill?
No, I just need a towel.
What are you doing?
I see.
I just need a towel. Please, no more questions.
I understand.
Okay. I just need a towel over here.
It's personal.
Oh, that's a great picture.
You might
want to
see.
Jesus, that's a good
picture. You might
want to
see the next picture.
Okay.
Mike, it's called self-control.
I'm sorry. It's been a long time since we've done the strip trivia by getting emails and photographs.
Let me see. Wow. Dear Don and Mike, here's why I need to win MILF strip trivia. Hannah Montana. Blah, blah. I broke my husband's TV. Blah, ooh, blah.
Very bad.
My four-year-old loves Hannah Montana. Right. Blah, blah. My name is Jenny.
Jenny. Let me see my Jenny.
She is.
Hmm.
Here she is with the four-year-old.
They all have the obligatory picture with the child.
Sure.
Ooh.
And
yeah, very, very curly hair.
Here she is dancing in front of a pole.
Wow.
Oh, look at her. Oh, look at her.
Right. Oh,
you see, this is a deceptive picture.
Yeah, I know.
You look at her at the pole, and then you look in the mirror where you see really the...
Hello.
Gee,
Hello.
Where could this photograph have possibly been taken? I wonder where this photograph was taken.
What have we here?
That looks...
At a show bar.
That looks like it was taken at a real legitimate...
Well, what have we here?
Boy, very, very nice. That's two for two.
Oh, and then...
I don't want to wait.
Oh, I lost the picture for the third one.
Oh, no.
No.
She's hot. She's very pretty.
No.
Her name is Brenda.
So we have...
mother of three, youngest daughter's five, loves Hannah Montana, 5'10", 120, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm on the modest side. What do you think of my picture? Anyway,
don't know.
The picture's floating around here somewhere.
Somebody's got it. It's probably hot. In the bathroom. The picture is probably in the bathroom today.
She's very hot. We could, out of the 100-plus entries we got, take these three gals as finalists. They were all pretty good, don't you think?
They're all. I mean, they all should be in the competition. There's no question they should be in the competition. Are they going to be in the competition, Bob?
Well, they sure can be, Mike.
It's good. I want to have them in the competition.
The field is then halfway full.
Yeah, that's exciting. But I also like your idea of waiting. You know, all good things come to those who wait. But I think if we wait, well, you know, we've had such heat on this thing for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, but it'll really get hot and really grow hair. But, you know, I like things get hot and grow hair.
I know you do.
Like a chia pet.
Either way works great.
I realize that. It's just, I see that you're like a boy waiting for Santa Claus on Christmas.
Do you have any more pictures?
We'll just do it Thursday.
Okay. Are we going to take any more calls about it today?
Of course we shall.
Good. And we'll be able to ask the ladies who they look like?
Yeah, we should do maybe two or three more spots today.
And our email box remains wide open. So if you want to enter and send more photos, feel free.
Underneath me is just covered.
Look at that.
I'm very sorry about that. I got all hot and bothered.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I got all ramped up and stuff.
Well, yeah. Sure.
I wanted to squirt it into her mouth, but anyway.
Regis.
Oh, nice going, PN.
Regis Philbin.
Yeah, so we'll take at least two, maybe three more gals today.
We always can use an alternate.
The MILFs.
Alternates are always encouraged, too. So we can't take any more than 10.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't even think we have to do this trolling for alternates. I mean, literally, if we wanted to, we could take 10 of the emails. Just take 10 emails.
Yeah.
And the two chicks from yesterday. There's more than enough response. These spots
Have more than enough hair down there.
These spots are absolutely golden. Ladies, they're as golden as Tom Curine's morning sunshine and as golden as Bob Guccione's Dirty Pages.
They're golden, Jerry.
Of Penthouse Magazine.
They are golden.
And you know what I mean.
Yeah. I understand exactly. And there will be none of that in the strip trivia. There will be. Well, unless somebody wanted real extra credit.
No, you know why? We are not doing a we for we contest.
That's right.
Right. We really
not
are gonna not.
Happen.
Amen to that. Yeah. Hello.
You always do it right.
Don Mike. Hello there. What's happening?
Radio Prophet.
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to say something about last night's Monday night game.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or did it seem like the ESPN commentators couldn't say anything bad about the New England Patriots?
Well, what do you expect?
No, it was just you. Thanks for the call.
Good luck with that. Gee, an undefeated team.
Hi, Don, on my show.
Joe, this is Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. Hey, Randy, what's happening?
Hey, I want to know if Don is still using his Get a Free Haircut card.
I'd have to ask him whether he is or not. He's not really in the mood to talk about that. He lost it. He lost his card. Okay? Do you want to ask him yourself?
Yeah.
Hold on. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, when was the last time you got a haircut?
Hey, you dumbass, I lost that card. Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that.
God, sensitive.
All right,
dumbass. Who put you through, anyway?
Joe.
Joe put this call through?
Joe.
Oh, okay. I got the, all right, I get it.
Okay.
Bye!
Hey, you dumbass. Nice.
He gets it.
Nice giving him the business. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Geeks.
Hi there, what's happening?
Happy holidays. Say, listen, Don, great music bump on the opener, Crazy Elephant, 69. I got to commend you on that. That was absolutely fantastic. I haven't heard that since I was in high school.
I almost thought, aren't you going to
say? I thought he was going to say.
Number one fan, love the tunes from the 60s, number one fan. You don't know what we're talking about, do you?
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered doing like a name that tune with some of your better musical callers as myself?
Well, now, hold on a second. Now, you're confusing me totally. You started out with the call like you're this regular piece of tape that we play called Number One Fan, and then we've played a game called Stump the Stoop for many, many years.
Long time. We played all the time. We just played it a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Oh, well, I was hoping to maybe get on some music trivia with Don since he is the master of disaster.
Well,
is this a radio guy?
Yeah, are you a radio guy?
Yeah.
No, I am not.
Have you ever been associated with or on the radio?
About a dozen years ago.
Yeah.
See? Radio guy.
Radio guy. I told you.
Because he's a liar, too.
Let me just take another.
They Hello. Teach that in broadcasting.
Hello,
school.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Number one fan. I just wanted to call in and say great job giving us the sports scores. Excellent, excellent job. Keep up the great work. Anyway, I got to run. Number one fan.
No, he wasn't even doing on that. He was just being himself.
Yeah, and then he asks you to do something you've been doing.
How much more can I do for you people?
It's ridiculous.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. How many times must I bring out the one talent I have? Being able to identify hit songs from the era of pop music simply by one or two notes.
It's like I ask you all the time when we're in the hallway and I say, haven't you given enough?
Mike, it is truly my one Rain Man-like gift.
Give and give and give.
I give it all the time. I give to the Hoyts. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, all new Grease Man Show.
Try that.
Hello.
Oh, about all new. I'm so glad you mentioned that. There is absolute must-watch TV, and it is the Imus Show.
Oh, really?
If you have a dish.
I don't know if I can find that channel.
RFC. Yes, you can. It's in the 400s. It's free. I lost
just short of the porno channels.
It's uh-huh. right between the beginning of the HBOs and the Spanish channels.
Very good. Okay.
Anyway, I turned it on this morning, and I sat there with my jaw dropping, not at what was being said on the radio, and forget the fact that at least the way it was coming through on the TV broadcast, the levels and everything were incredibly off, and everything sounded like crap. Uh-huh. It is the incredible, awkward tension in the studio, because here's the setup. You have Imus sitting in his own little desk, and then in a panel to his left, you've got the news guy.
Right.
And then he's surrounded by two black people.
The comedians that were hired to make it more racially sensitive program.
He's got the black comedian who's his sports guy.
Right.
And then there's the white news guy. And then there's the black, the Wanda Sykes.
Right. And she's a comedian also.
She's a comedian. Mm-hmm. And all of the regular guys that he has on the show.
His producer, is that Bernard?
Right. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to be on camera anymore.
They've been relegated to behind the scenes.
So what happens is, as I'm watching this, and I mean, the show moves, if at all possible, slower than it used to move.
Wow. Right. Okay. Right.
Which makes like Jim Rome show go at the speed of light.
Making glaciers look like Ferraris.
And what they really need, he really needs the support of his guys.
His regular cronies.
Right, his crew. Because here's what happens. He says something like, and that's why Bob Dole's an idiot. And
crickets?
It's great to watch it because you just see the black sports guy, like, how am I supposed to respond to this?
Yeah, exactly.
And
what
then
am
you
I supposed to do?
The news guy, who's just looking down at his copy, and then you have the black comedian, who finally, she doesn't even crack a smile.
Right.
She just says something like, oh, you crazy.
Well, can you imagine what they're going through right now?
That's what I'm saying. That's why you got to watch it, because the tension.
They're working with Imus. I mean, before they go on the air, they've probably seen Imus for about 15 minutes off air.
The tension is absolutely
oh, I gotta watch this.
Cuttable with a knife. And it's not because it's anything racial.
No.
Because they forced, for whatever reason, in this comeback that he's made, he has compromised and given in, and he has made his show racially sensitive.
Diverse. Yeah, and regardless of the racial sensitivity of the show, nothing can take away from the fact that Imus is a legendary stain.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, the fact that these people have, you know, the guys that are with him have been with him for years, right? I mean, the producer, Bernard,
right.
And that news guy. Has
Charles McCord.
They've been with him for years. They know what a hump the guy is,
right.
But these new people, no matter who they are, black, white, purple, it does not matter. It's still Imus. That's probably where the tension's coming from.
And we stood by the guy. I remember the day that he was canned. He shouldn't have been canned for that.
I'm glad he's back.
Glad he's back. However, you really got to watch it. I know he's not on a lot of stations. I wouldn't urge you that you listen to it because I don't think you would be able to get the gist that I got watching it.
Well,
as he
don't you
there,
agree that even in before the big incident, don't you think watching Imus was pure comedy? Not because he was trying to be funny.
But you got to know now that the studio now is a tiny little studio that looks out on, it's got a window, the back window like on the Today Show,
right?
Looks out on Madison Square Garden. Inside, it looks like the Imus Ranch.
So as far as the entertainment district is concerned, they put him down near the garden.
Right.
Which is, you know, getting to be the sweetest part of New York.
Yeah. And as he sits there in this faux wood cabin.
Is that the way they've decorated
it? Like the
Imus, to make it rural?
Wow. Like the
they're
Imus
going
cabin.
They're going for two different things at once, right? Right. They're catering to that middle America country boy, right, you know, cowboy hat duster Imus land, and then they're trying to make the show more racially sensitive. They're doing what radio people do.
And the people look incredibly tentative and awkward, and it's that thing where laughter does not come naturally. And when the laughter is forced, you see it.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. You got to watch it.
Is he still eating sunflower seeds during the commercial break?
I didn't see him eat a thing.
Huh. Really? Now there's been speculation about Imus that he had some work done, that he actually had some of the perhaps Botox, you know, shot into those crags in his face.
The picture quality.
Not good enough?
Leave something to be desired.
Not high def?
On the RFD channel.
I can't imagine that would be a problem for him because I don't think he'd be set in his ways. I would think he would react well to change.
Yeah, I'm sure he's really enjoying himself. But I'd like to see if he looks shiny and smooth, if he has a Manilow quality
to his
face.
I don't think that would be possible, not with all the Botox in the world.
But, you know, as always, he's sitting there dressed like the goddamn Marlboro man.
And he's just stays in one position. I mean, there's very little movement on Imus's part. I used to like watching the show. Isn't it true that you watch the show on television and you do not even have any regard for what he's saying? Because you're just watching it.
Right.
It's like watching a train wreck.
And they stay on a wide shot way too much. Right. Like when he's talking, you don't need to see how bored the other three people are.
So the wide shot allows you to zero in on the other players that are on the set with him, and you can really enjoy watching them and their discomfort level.
That's all I watched.
Oh, that's fun.
Cool.
That's going to be must viewing.
I'm sorry I did that.
I'm never going to say anything that'll make them regret. They apologize to me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
I met Leslie Stahl a while back, and she has got really big boobs.
She's got what?
She's got a big rack.
Really?
Yeah, she was wearing a black sweater, and it was good.
Do you think they're bigger than Andy Rooney's? I mean, if we're just talking about the boobs on 60 Minutes.
Andy Rooney has bigger boobs than Mike Wallace.
And Andy Rooney's have hair coming all out of them.
Oh, yeah. And lots of veins. Lots of ugly veins.
Get your Adrian Barbeau and you're in the ballpark.
It sounds like Leslie Stahl turned you on.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you don't have to repeat
that. Don't be.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Number one fan. Leslie Stahl always somehow looks to me like Nancy Reagan.
She has that quality, and she's got it more so. But she's got something with her forehead, because now when you see her on 60 Minutes, she has the bangs combed over her eyebrows. You can never see her forehead. And I'm worried that if you pulled those bangs back, you might just continue to pull the entire wig off. And she'd be she'd be bald underneath like the guy from Mad Max.
I think that sometimes when I watch Diane Sawyer, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of times she has the serious anus eyes, and it looks like she just sat in the table and said, listen, just inject me with as much Botox as you can.
Right.
I got to go on TV at 7 a.m.
She'd look like the lady from Something About Mary if you took the makeup off of her.
Or the late Tammy Faye when she was on Larry King's show.
I'm Diane Sawyer. I don't have my foundation makeup on right
Hello?
Now.
Hello, this is the Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, it's Mike Holmgren from the Seattle Seahawks. I was just a little disappointed you guys left me out of your conversation yesterday.
Oh, about man teats. Yeah, got him. You've got him, Mike. You've had him for a long time.
Thank you. That's all I need.
All right. Hang in there, coach.
Very welcome.
Very nice to get a call from an NFL coach.
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Number two fan. How you doing?
That's the second time that joke has been used. And really, when you say number two fan, we process it in a much different way.
Yeah.
It's not like you're lining up behind the number one fan.
It tells us that you're a fan of number two.
Correct.
Oh, exactly. That's why I listen to the show, guys.
Well, no need to listen to this show when you can go to a fabulous website called It's Just Chocolate.
I don't know. I mean, it's audio number two, and that's what makes it better, really. Video number two, little gross. Anyway, Nooch.
You know what I wish right now?
What do you wish?
Are you wishing something on that caller?
I wish that he was the table and that I was Danny Thomas.
Well, no, he would have to be, if he was the table and you were Danny Thomas, you would have to be lying on the ground under. As he was on all fours.
Well, hold on, yeah, hold on.
You wish you were Danny Thomas sitting in an easy chair, watching him in an easy chair, watching him with a couple of showgirls as they...
Danny Thomas enjoyed lying underneath a glass table.
Because the saying was that we heard, allegedly, was Danny liked to be the
player.
What do
we care? Like Danny Thomas is going to come out of the grave?
Look, you may not, but I still fear Marlowe. I fear Marlowe because anybody
Danny
that
Thomas,
can sleep with Phil Donahue.
Danny Thomas liked being the plight. Danny Thomas, it's well known in Hollywood. He had a fetish. He enjoyed laying underneath a table, a glass table, while a man made him eggs.
Or a woman. I think it might have been a woman. He used to like to watch that.
I think
that.
So.
All right, well, then I change it. I wish that cat who just called was Raymond Burr.
Absolutely. Then you're done. You don't have to say any more after that, because if he's Raymond Burr, he will be the...
In a lazy boy, back.
Right.
Mouth agape.
With his mouth wide open.
That's it.
Maybe he's asleep?
Yeah, I'm Raymond Burr, awaiting a treat.
The word today, the magic word on the Don and Mike Show, scream every time you hear it, because like the peewee thing.
Arr!
Coprophilia.
Look it up.
Arr!
Look it up on your own.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's a whole number two thing. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Right, what's happening?
Hey, Don, ask not what the listeners can do for you, but what you can do for the listeners. Huh?
A lot of those hit-and-run hang-up calls today.
Guys
that have prepared their comedy overnight.
Why do so many of the callers sound just like that? Same voice, same accent, same delivery?
Well, because they get bored with the internet as soon as this show comes on the air, and they want to join in. They want to actually, you know, experience some reality in their life, and so they hit and run on us, but they don't have the courage to stand by their little vignettes.
But do they raise them on a farm or something? Because they're
yes.
all just the same. Let's
yes.
go to that farm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's burn it down. Let's burn down the silo.
We'll go up there, a bunch of us, with pitchforks and sticks.
Now you're talking.
Right on.
Hoods?
You know, I don't know why you guys hate our listeners so much.
Yeah.
I wish you everybody just back the frig off.
I know, you're always saying that, Don.
Back the frig off, Ron.
Well, you always quote the song lyrics. I forgot who did it. Years ago, Where is the Love? Where is the Love? Mm-hmm. And
Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway.
Yes, Where is the Love? And I wish we could show more love.
The late Donny Hathaway jumped to his death.
Loved his shirts, though. Loved his shirts.
Donny Hathaway?
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur. You've seen the Hathaway man with the eye patch? That was the Donny Hathaway collection. Hey, they had outlets in some of those malls. Hathaway shirt outlet. Tell me you haven't seen it.
I have not.
You've never seen a Hathaway. Where you live down at the ocean, you've never seen a Hathaway shirt outlet?
I don't doubt it. I mean, he's heard of it.
Well, yeah, but it's like, it's old.
Yeah.
I don't
it's very old, but
so's Donny Hathaway.
I bet they still have
him. The late Donny Hathaway.
Did he really jump to his death
mm-hmm.
from like a building or something?
Yeah.
How unfortunate.
I would bet my career at CBS.
Yeah!
Val, you're playing with dangerous stakes now.
Not really. I would bet my career at CBS that they still have Hathaway shirt outlets.
I will
go
check.
That they still exist. And they're in those little, I call them, they're called the seconds, you know, the factory set, like Marshalls or something like that.
It's what the
outlet mall, which means, you know,
it's what the
picked over mall.
It's right. What the outlet mall used to be.
Right.
Before the outlet mall got sucked in by everything else. And now when you go to the outlet malls, you find stuff that's just like at the real store.
You can get them at Nordstrom.
Do you really? Because the ones down in Florida that I've been to recently have the, I always have the feeling that you're getting a Reebok pullover that has one sleeve longer than the other.
You know, that's the thing that used to be the beauty of the outlets. And I think
it was hit and miss. You buy a T-shirt for a dollar.
People complained about it. I know now at the outlets up in Delaware that, my God, they're like going into the regular store.
Right.
And I got one outlet up there that blows my mind. The QVC store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sort of like a scene on TV.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, let's say that I don't get the concept. It's a store based on the fact that you don't have to go to a store.
I think what it is it's the QVC merchandise that they don't sell. You've been in one?
Yeah.
I've been in one, too. Do you notice what's, I mean, crap of crap. When you really go in there, you're talking about the stuff that even when those high-pitched salespeople can't move on QVC.
But when do you turn on QVC, really, and ever see something that's really dynamite, where you say, good product, good price, I got to have it yesterday?
Honestly, I have never logged enough time with QVC. It's always sort of a skip-by. I mean, you skip by those channels that you see all the time. Has there ever been anything on there directed in any way at a man? A man or a young man or a child or anything?
I'll stay on those channels if they're selling like a TV.
Right.
But then you get a guy that starts talking about the magnificence of high def, and you realize that he doesn't really know what he's talking about.
The only time I'll linger on one of the shopping channels is if they have a hottie model on there, and occasionally they have a hottie model on that's worth looking at. You know, she's sitting there, and she's got a lovely bust line, and then they will go down to her hand where she's modeling the latest jewelry, and you'll take a look at those. Well, I guess that's just me.
My opinion, the worst shopping channel would be ShopNBC.
I haven't seen that one. I forgot that you have lingered on every channel that's ever been invented.
It is a whoring channel. It's a shopping channel, just like all the rest.
Now, the whoring channel, I'm watching that one.
That's Frank TV tonight, 11 o'clock on CBS.
The whoring channel.
This thing, it's like a low-rent QVC.
So they don't have the production values of QVC?
Yeah, except it's NBC.
Mm.
You're buying your products from NBC.
Is that the one that Joan Rivers goes on? Or does she go on the big daddy, QVC? Isn't QVC the grand dam of all those?
QVC might not even be number one anymore.
Or would it be HSN, Home Shopping Network?
I think that is the mother now.
Mm-hmm. They all suck.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Gadio Rod.
Hi there.
Listen, forget about the MILFs. You know who's hot?
Who?
Carla.
Yeah, but you know what she said to me the other night?
What?
I said she was hot, and I said, so what do you think of our date last night? And then she said to me,
what?
He said, Carla's hot. I said, but you know what she thinks of me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought he sucked.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
He's hypnotized. Waiting for something else.
He's just waiting for the update on the Hathaway shirt outlet.
Yeah, you know, guys, really, how long does it take?
I tried to tell you earlier, the Hathaway shirts are still in existence. You can get them at Nordstrom's, among other places.
See? That's all I was waiting for, so I could go, see?
I found three outlets.
Uh-huh. You did?
Sedona, Arizona, Montana, and Ontario.
Yeah, but they still exist.
Of course.
So my point
is, he found some that are closer.
Yeah, they're sold in Nordstrom's. So look what he did while he was still on the air.
Why don't you go to Nordstrom and search the word Hathaway and see it come up blank? Or do you want me to just save you the trouble?
No, look at that. Ooh,
you go ahead.
They're fighting among each other. No, oh, my goodness. All over a little shirt store called Hathaway. I was simply making a passing reference.
Look at you.
I was making a passing reference to Hathaway.
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 I think if you search any shirt, it'll take you to Nordstrom.
Ms. Hathaway.
Do you have a moment for the real reason that I dwell on the Hathaway shirt outlet?
Sure.
In Ellsworth, Maine, they have the new outlet store for Hathaway shirts.
Yeah.
This is many years ago. So long ago that I was just a small boy. And my Auntie Mary, God rest her soul, had two friends who came in from New York City. And their names, seriously, I am not kidding you, were Bob and Ray.
Okay.
That went just like the old radio team.
Guys, right.
And Bob and Ray, I just knew that these were interesting guys. But they came to visit her, and apparently they've been together for quite some time. And Bob and Ray were very nice gentlemen, and they asked one day if I'd like to go to where they were going to buy some new shirts. And I think I was a child of 8 or 9, and I said, this would be wonderful. And Bob and Ray went into this Hathaway shirt outlet, and they bought the most elaborate colors and stripes and patterns, and I thought that they were the coolest guys in the world. And it was only about 4 years later when Bob and Ray came up once again that I realized
that. Did they bring you into the dressing room or
anything? They did no such thing. There was nothing done, nothing to me.
Two grown men bringing you to buy shirts?
And I had no idea.
A young boy?
Until 5 years later that. Yes?
What, Rob?
Going to tell you that the signature embroidered red H and the three-hole button symbolize 160 years of Hathaway. Okay.
I could just tell everybody something. If you guys gave half the rat's ass about this show that you do about these little goddamn insignificant facts, we might actually be doing a show that people listen to.
You know, Don, I do give
about half. Let's just drop it.
I do give about half of
that. Let's drop it and Buzz, stop looking at that stuff up on the internet, please. All right.
And what I was going to say is 5 years later, I realized that Bob and Ray were legendary queens that had been, and everybody's dead. God, I'm sounding very old because everybody's dead now. And one night, the subject came up about Bob and Ray, and I'll never forget. God, the things you remember. I will remember what my uncle said over, like, with a big, like, piece of chicken in his mouth. Said, "Well, what the hell do you think they do in that room all night? Play checkers?" And that's it.
That begs the question: how is it that you ended up alone with them?
My parents said they were there. They were sitting on the porch up in Maine. You know, everybody was hanging out like you do in the summertime. You know how it is, big family gatherings.
Sure.
They said, "We're going to go." I said, "Oh, can I go with you?" And they said, "Sure, you can
sure,
come
with me." They go off with the two queens.
Hey, it was a different era. It was a different era. And now, that was either because my folks knew and knew it wouldn't be a problem.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Dumb. God damn it, they're fags.
That sounds like it's, my living room. Very strange. But they didn't do anything.
It sounds to me like your parents wanted you to test the waters.
It was. You mean like they had a suspicion?
Send little Mike out with Bobbin.
I love
Bobbin Ray.
I was quite an accomplished mimic even at that stage of my life, and I enjoyed my afternoon with them.
Oh, look at the cute little kid. Do your impression. That's wonderful. Now, come here.
Nothing happened.
Lick it.
But that's how.
Little Mikey.
That's how I remember the Hathaway shirt outlet.
I want you to remember this the way that your friend Don remembers Harv Moore. I want you to think about Bob and Ray.
You're a cunning mimic, little boy. Do Judy Garland again. Yeah.
Well, you know, my spinster Aunt Mary was living in the middle of New York City.
And, do Paul Lynch.
She hung out with the art crowd. So, that's really what it was all about. Yeah,
sure,
it was a lot of fun.
Sent little Mike away for a while.
Yes, sir. They didn't touch me. They did not touch me. Now I know how you feel with Harv Moore, though.
Did they photograph you?
I believe that I probably had a photograph or two taken with them.
I'm sure. And you know what?
Not by them, though. I'm sure, you know,
it was, they took you to a little cabin somewhere.
No.
And they said, "Mike, remember that photo you had as a baby when you're laying on the bearskin rug? It'd be nice. Your Uncle Bob and Uncle Ray would like to take that same picture right now. And then we're going to take you to Hathaway shirt and buy you a pretty dress button-up shirt." And
well, it was just a store.
You don't ever tell Mom or Dad or anybody about this.
It was a store filled with shirts.
Now, you want some more salt lick?
And then about a week later, my old man, he went down to the store and bought like a white button-down short-sleeve shirt like a Denny's manager would wear. And I remember going, "Dad, you're so boring. Why are you buying those boring colors?
You're not like Bob and Ray.
You're not like Bob and Ray, the cool guys." Hey, that's the way I processed it at that age.
I kissed them, Dad.
They did. They opened me up to all sorts of wonderful new worlds.
They took me to Hathaway's, Dad.
They did. It was great. And then afterwards, they got me an ice cream cone.
They're so affectionate.
They were very. No, they weren't particularly affectionate.
Hey, Dad. I had bourbon today.
I craved that affection when I was a boy. Never got it either. Never got it. Maybe that's what I was looking for. Could have gone either way. And who's to say it didn't? I'll never tell. Don't ask, don't tell.
Okay, one more call, and then we got to do something. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Lord to the wireless. How you doing?
Howdy, what's happening?
Not much. You're forgetting about the Shop at Home channel, and they have an entire show late at night that just sells knives, and frequently they will cut themselves while they're trying to sell the knives to you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, but isn't that an awful long time to wait, though, just to see, you know, somebody draw blood?
Yeah, and it was different before. We all had cable with 100 satellite channels and digital everything. Back when you used to just have basic cable, those shopping channels in the middle of the night, if you only had like four or five cable choices and your regular TV, you'd sit there and you'd be, you know, bombed watching that stuff going, yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it was limited. I have seen the guy that sells watches, which is kind of an old huckster guy.
and they put the, you know, they put the super close up shot of the watches, and it's on one of those electronic little pedestals. Have you seen that one?
No, I've not seen that
one. And the guy that's selling that is almost like one of these auctioneer kind of guys. Ah, it's a beautiful watch. Look at this, right? And they're used watches.
That is a low rent channel.
And you can almost see the gunk in between the watch band. You know, isn't this a lovely piece right here? And it looks like seriously that a bear passed it. And it's and they get close enough where you see all the flaws on it. This is a beautiful piece right here. This is wonderful. Oh, I see we've got a bit of $187 for this watch.
That's on every night at 11 o'clock on the Bob and Ray channel.
No, it would be a much more flamboyant channel.
Bob and Ray are on Logo, aren't they?
I believe they are.
Yeah, it's not nice to speak ill of Bob and Ray. I believe they are long gone.
Yeah.
Long since
and
gone.
God is punishing them somewhere.
Who went first?
For their sins.
I have no idea. I lost touch.
I'm sure it was Bob.
They didn't lose touch.
I lost bad touch with them.
We got a break. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.